How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Kristen and I were just talking about the fact that I was taunting her almost 5 years old yesterday.
He's not even four and a half yet. Stop calling him five.
Start rounding up by now. He's no, almost 16.
He's four. He's four.
I was surprised when I went over to your house before Beyonce. I was like, who is this man? Who is this grown man in your house?
Well, just have holding conversations, whatnot.
Maybe physically, but yesterday he was on the brink of a breakdown, and I just thought, you know what, there's one of two ways to go here. Is comfort him or send him over the edge. And I thought, you know what, let's send the kid over the edge.
So I don't know what it is, because I think I'm going to sound like the worst mom ever, but I don't care. So they push your buttons, right? They get in these moods and they push your buttons. And every now and then, you just want to turn the tables and you want to push their buttons. And you just want to, like, you needle, right? Because they needle you, but they're not needling you intentionally. And that's what you have to remember. Their little brains are developing. They don't know how to handle emotions. They have big feelings that they're trying to figure out. And so you should be the adult. But yesterday we were not the adult. So my kid was just, he was in a mood. He did not sleep well.
But he wasn't. This is the thing. This is why the taunting occurred, is that he was having the time of his life.
So, but all day, I'd been with him all day. He was in a mood. It was a roller coaster of emotions yesterday because he did not sleep well. He got up really early. So we would have some high highs and then we'd have some low lows. I mean, it was just, we were all over the place. And he had a play date with his buddy Asa, and they're hanging out in the pool and they're having a good time. But then Mr. Bert and Jimmy is laughing. They have these floats and they're pretending they're pirate ships and they're going up and down the pool going, ahoy, matey, shiver me timbers, hoist the anchor. Like, they're yelling all this stuff. And then what do you do?
I started complaining about something that Asa was doing or whatever that had, it was like nothing at all, zero. So I started mocking him going, meh, meh. And he's like, don't do that. And I went, meh. And he lost it.
I told you to stop doing that. I don't like that. And Bert's like, murr, murr, murr.
Oh, that's fast. Oh, you fast. Oh, my God.
Stop it. And I'll just go, murr, murr.
And then, of course, 2 seconds later, he's totally over it and he's playing with the water gun in the pool.
Time of his life.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's get Cora back on here, who was going to confront her friend over the weekend because she thought her friend was ripping her off.
Yeah, so she was thinking about buying a Labubu, and she went to a friend, told her that, and her friend was like, don't worry about it. I actually can get you an exclusive secret macaroon Labubu, and they go for about $500 on eBay, but she was willing to sell it to her for only $80. So she trusted her friend and thought, maybe my friend is giving me the friend discount, until she actually opened it and realized it was not a Labubu, it was a LaFoufou. She said the paint job was screwed up, the eyes looked strange, the fur was kind of matted, and the biggest thing was there was no logo on the foot. So she felt betrayed. Why would her friend set her up like this and try to make money off of her by selling her a fake LaFoufou? Or did her friend not know? And was it really an honest mistake? She wasn't sure, so she planned on confronting her over the weekend to figure out exactly what went down.
Yeah, these fake Labubus, we found out last week, you don't know they're fake until you open up the box. Like, the box looks legit, but then you open it up and then you find out it's a fake one. So we were like, why are you assuming that she screwed you over here when she might have been fooled the same way you are? So I think the suggestion was, go in soft on this. Like, don't go in hot, because she might be just have been fooled the same way you are. Hey, Cora.
Hi, guys.
Hola. What's going on?
Okay, so I went to my friend's house, and I was very straight up with her. I told her, hey, I opened the box, and the Labubu was obviously fake. And she was really caught off guard that I was even confronting her about it, and she asked me, like, why I think it's fake. So I showed it to her. I was like, hey, there's a wrong number of teeth. It's a bad paint job. There's no label on the foot, and there's literally no way this is a real secret chestnut, you know, what is it?
Huh?
Well, sorry. And I said, there's literally no way this is a real secret chestnut cocoa Labubu.
Okay.
And your friend said?
So she immediately comes clean and tells me, well, she had a feeling it was fake. So she told me she found this like online retailer that's selling Labubus in the box and you could choose which one you wanted. So she obviously bought a bunch at a discount, including the secret version. So then after she placed the order, she looks up reviews. Like, can you believe it? Afterwards. And then everything online tells her, oh, that it was fake and all of it was Lafufus.
Wow. So, okay. So she had she didn't know she had purchased like the fake Labubus, but after she buys them, she checks reviews, which I understand your frustration because typically you check reviews prior to making a purchase on after. She sees they're fake,
exactly.
But upon seeing they're fake, she still sold it to you for $80, knowing it was more than likely a fake Labubu.
Yes. Okay. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah. Well,
that would be bad.
Yeah. Now you got a reason to be upset.
Yeah, right?
Now you know for sure. Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, she was almost 100% it was fake, but she sold it to me at a discount in case it was the real secret Labubu.
I have a feeling the friend knew a little more than she's leading on.
Yeah. So how'd you handle that one? Did she agree to give you some of the money back or all of your money back or nothing?
Well, I told her, I'm like, you're absolutely crazy because you can't charge your friend $80 for something like that if you think it's fake. And then, you know, she's like, well, she can, you know, you can pretend like it's 50-50, you know, and then she knows that there's Lafufus and that she played me. But I'm like, no, I want my money back.
So she's suggesting that you play somebody the same way she played you?
No. She was just saying, she was just pretending like, okay, there's a 50-50 chance that it could be real, right? And that, you know, that I could just let it go because, it, you know, it's not like she played me because she wasn't 100% sure.
Her friend's justifying in her head, like, mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, I saw the reviews that they are fake, but maybe mine are real.
Okay.
There's a chance that mine are real. So now that justifies, it eases her conscience that she can sell this to her friend for $80 because it might be real.
Right. Got it. All right, so where does it go from there?
It's delusional is what it is. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she did Venmo me back the money.
Oh,
she did.
Well, she had to because I was like, look, obviously it's fake. You charged me for nothing and you knew it was fake. And then, well, now at this point, we're not even speaking.
Is Labubu really going to break you guys up?
Yeah, over $80 Labubu.
It's not the $80 Labubu.
It's not the money.
Yeah.
It's the principle that she knew it was fake.
Yeah.
So then the fact that you would do that to me, your friend who's been your friend for 10 years?
Yeah. Boy, this would be a game changer for me, for sure.
I would hate to admit that Labubu was ruining a 10-year friendship, but,
but it is.
It would.
It
yep.
is.
It is.
You know what I got to say about all that, man?
Wow. 10 years of friendship.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Abby, you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Your theory...
Coming in hot.
Yep. Your theory that there really is no such thing as ick, you shared with us last week.
Yes, I said on the show that I don't think that there's such thing as an ick. Like, when you get cringed out about somebody that you're dating so much so that you don't want to date them anymore. For me, I think an ick is actually just a lightning rod to give you a reason to get out of a relationship that deep down you know you don't want to be in.
So we did this second date update. This is what we were talking about last week, right? The ick factor.
Yes.
That's when it came up. So he goes out with this woman. And he ghosts her, we call him, and there were a couple of little red flags there, but the major one was that she showed up with Tupperware and puts it right on the table during, like, when they start to eat, right? And she can't figure out, like, why that's a big deal. And he was just like, it just turned me off so much that plus the other things, that's it. It was a high ick factor. So Abby said, used her theory, and I got a DM this weekend, which I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, I was laughing listening to Second Date Update on the podcast because I got it 5 minutes. Because I got 5 minutes into my date and was ready to leave immediately. The guy that has major ick when the girl brought the Tupperware to the date is ick, but not as good as mine. I can promise you that the ick is real. I won't bore you guys with the details, but it took 4 weeks for me to finally meet up with this guy in person. So I guess it's the same kind of story, right? You meet online, mm-hmm. you chat, and then you're finally going to meet up. She said, I was so looking forward to it. He booked us a great steak and seafood place, like one of the best in Atlanta. I was really impressed. And to my surprise, he was the height he said he was, and he looked exactly like his profile
pictures. I don't see the problem yet. This okay. is great.
She said, I was running a few minutes late, so our table was ready when I got there. In other words, no pre-meal drink at the bar. We sit down at the table. Server asks what we want for drinks. I said, a white wine. She writes in capital letters, he ordered a glass of milk. She says, I don't know why, but it was a total turnoff. And he ordered milk every time the server came around again and again. She said, I had 3 glasses of wine. He had 3 glasses of milk.
Milk? That is so bizarre.
That's interesting.
Yeah. She clearly did not watch Love on the Spectrum because one of the girls has came up with a song and she's in love with her boyfriend and the lyric goes, you're the milk to my Chardonnay. Okay. So, and that's someone that really likes them. So I don't think it's that much of an ick if you really like the person.
So she says that she never saw the dude ever again. She just couldn't get over it. So yeah. Your theory clearly is wrong in this case.
No, it's not. I think if Brad Pitt is sitting across from you at Chop's Lobster House or wherever, and he orders milk, I'm still going out with Brad Pitt.
But she said he looked like his profile picture. So she was physically attracted to him. This is the only thing. He was drinking milk. Time and time again.
Just because he was a 6 in his photos doesn't mean he wasn't also a 6 in real life.
I want to get to understand what is so off-putting about somebody ordering a glass of milk.
A grown man.
Yeah, a grown man at a fancy restaurant with all that wine available and a glass of milk is really, I don't even know why.
It is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Not weird. It's just like, if you're going to order something at a place like that, it's going to be water.
That's non-alcoholic. Or a Pellegrino.
Plus, I'm thinking like milk with seafood, milk with steak. That ain't going to be a good late night, man.
But what is as tough as Abby says the dating scene is, I mean, if he hit it off in every other area, I feel like you should try to get past some milk.
I feel like she cut it off too soon. It just feels juvenile because like little kids drink milk. It'd be like him ordering a Capri Sun at house.
With some chicken nuggets.
With some mac and cheese.
You have a blooming onion here? All right, so a common first date, since we're talking about first dates here at a place in Atlanta, no bueno.
Yes, I'm here to de-influence you from one of the most popular first date spots in Atlanta. And I went there yesterday thinking this was going to be a great first date spot because it's a place that I frequent and I love to go. So I got asked out on a date by a guy I've been chatting with on the dating apps for a couple of weeks to Chastain Park. And Chastain Park is a lovely, lovely park out near Buckhead. There are always hotties out running like around 6:30, 7:30 p.m. Like you're always going to see a shirtless dude out there. It is truly like prime people watching. And it's just a lovely place to go. They've got tennis courts. You can walk around. There's a coffee shop. You can grab a cup of coffee and go for a little walk around town. So I was really looking forward to this date because A, it means that I don't have to like get all dressed up and then, you know, do this humiliation ritual where you're like thinking you're going to really like this guy and you do your hair and do your makeup and then you show up and then you've got to sit in front of the state in front of everybody and be like, oh, you actually don't look anything like your photos. It's just a much more low-key date. You don't have to like stare them in the eyes for the whole date. You can just do your little walk, you knock out your steps and you call it a day. So I was really looking forward to this. So the day of the date comes, you know, I'm loving the fact that I don't have to wear like jeans and heels. I put on my athletic dress. I didn't even wear makeup to the date, you guys. I put on a tinted moisturizer and I called it a day. I was like, this is the greatest. I'm going out here for all my first dates from here on out because I'm doing pretty much what I would normally do on a Saturday or Sunday. Get my steps in, go for a little walk, get some coffee, and that's it. So I show up to the date. He's great. We get coffee and we start going for a walk. And something happens at Chastain Park that is pretty frequently an issue because it is such a popular place to go out for a walk. But I just thought people, knowing that they were probably witnessing a date, or maybe me, if they don't, you know, if they're just like looking at us, maybe it's me out with my boyfriend having a good time. I thought people would have more decorum. And this happened twice while I was out chatting with this man, trying to get to know him. And we're walking and talking and drinking our coffee. So we're out for a walk and it's probably 10 or 15 minutes in, and we're still going through the basics. We're talking about like his childhood, and we have to do like, what's your favorite color? I'm usually, so you have like all the basic like date questions that you have to ask over and over and over again. And all of a sudden we walk past what I assume is like a female run club. It's probably a group of 25 women and they're all taking a photo of each other out at the park. I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And you know, I'm still talking to this guy, and I walk past the group of women, and then it's almost as if like immediately as we walked by, the group of women sniffed out a single man and decided to like start following us. Because I kid you not, for like the next 10 to 15 minutes, this group of 25 women, and I'm not exaggerating here, were right at our heels. So I'm trying to talk to this guy and hear about his traumatic childhood or whatever, and all I can hear is, oh my God, did you see the new Superman movie? David Corn's sweat is so hot. I can't believe that he's married and he has two kids. And I'm sitting there, I'm like kind of looking at the girls, like doing a little side eye, like, dude, can you not see him out with my mans here? Like, can you give us a little privacy? Can you get off our heels? And I'm waiting for them to just pass us, and they don't. They just kind of follow us around the park. Weird. And until they finally, they pass, I'm like, oh, that's great. Love that once in a blue moon thing that could have happened. Maybe they just thought that he was cute because he was tall, you know, nice dressed man. They're trying to follow us around. It happens again. Another group of women walking their dog right up on our heels for a good 10 minutes. And I'm like, are people just chasing us down because they can sense a single man within 10 miles? Like, why are they trying? Like, can they not give us a little bit of space to have some privacy? This could be my boyfriend. He could be talking about something incredibly hard that he's going through. We could be having a heart to heart. And instead, you're up on my heels trying to get in on my date. Like, I didn't sign up for a threesome date or a foursome date. Or 25 some date.
And you're sure because that they just were going at a pace that was and didn't know how to pass you guys? You're sure that they were trying to like intrude?
I don't know, because they were so uncomfortably close that I'm like, why can't you just pass us? Like, it's not like they were a couple of steps behind and it was just like a weird distance. When I tell you I was literally, I could look behind them and like touch them if I needed to. That's how close these women were.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm very protective of my space. Did you ever at any point in time, like I would have grabbed my date, stepped to the side and let them move past?
Well, when I turned around to kind of give them a little side eye, that's when they got the hint and that's when they moved past us. So man. I'm like, all I had to do was give them the cut direct in person. And then they were like, okay, this woman means business. She's about to defend her man.
It's tough out there, man. It's real tough out there. All right, real quick reminder. If you know somebody that is a teacher, we do not want them spending one penny on their school supplies, which happens year after year after year in Georgia. So we have done this for so many years that we want them to go to our website, and then we want to help clear their wish list so they don't have to spend one penny decorating or school supplies for their classes. But you gotta point them in the right direction and tell them to go to theburtshow.com and look at Clear My Wish List.
It's The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.